Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The Irish Daily Mail calls it moment of reckoning. Night the world held its breath and prayed. Donald Trump threatened to wipe out the whole civilization of Iran as peace talks went down to the wire last night. And they have a photograph on the front of the Mail of women and children forming a human chain in an Iranian city yesterday. And we saw images of this, of Iranian people forming human chains around the power plants, hoping that that might stop America from attacking power plants. The papers are a little bit screwed this morning because obviously the peace talks were continuing during the night and the papers had to go to print. So they're slightly out of date, but still things change at such a pace you can't really keep up. So that's the front of the Mail. The front of the Irish Sun, "A whole civilization will die tonight," is the headline. Donald Trump issued an apocalyptic threat to Iran, telling the world a whole civilization will die tonight. And then the Irish Daily Mirror, "One giant leap for mankind." The White House released an amazing photo showing humanity's fragile home hours after Donald Trump issued a chilling threat to end an entire civilization. So the picture is the stunning image of Earth released by those astronauts, and then comparing that with the world holding its breath with what Mr. Trump was going to do with Iran. And obviously now we have a 2-week ceasefire, a conditional 2-week ceasefire, which was announced in the middle of the night. I don't know about you, I woke up at 2:30 to check what was happening because I just couldn't sleep the whole night without wondering what was going to happen. So at least we have a world to wake up to this morning. The Irish Independent goes with the fuel protests on the front page, and it says that the roadblocks will continue until fuel taxes are cut. So the protesters are saying that they're going to stay in Dublin and stay with their roadblocks until fuel prices are cut and the cost of petrol and diesel goes down. The Indo says hauliers, farmers and contractors protesting against the soaring cost of fuel are continuing to cause major disruption in the capitals, and the demonstrations are now spreading west with four courts facing imminent fuel stockouts as protesters block key infrastructure. So at Galway Port, because it's not all about Dublin here, at Galway Port, the fuel terminal was shut down from 11 a.m. yesterday, and Kevin McPartlin of Fuels for Ireland says there are fears that the blockade will hit supplies in the coming days. So it's not the Strait of Hormuz that would hit supplies, but it's the blockade that would affect supplies, according to Fuels for Ireland. And then the Irish Times says that the government is resisting new energy supports, even with these fuel protests. The leaders of the coalition will today reject demands from protesters for further government action. So the leaders of the government are meeting this morning to discuss the war and the energy crisis, but they're going to resist a new energy support, even though the protesters say that they're not going anywhere until fuel prices come down. We understand that, well, we know that they stayed overnight on O'Connell Street last night. We believe that the action begins again this morning at 6:30. Just so you're aware from your commute, the action begins at 6:30 this morning, and there is a threat or a warning that potentially the protesters could block some access to Dublin Port and Dublin Airport this morning, just so you're aware of that. Inside the papers, in happier news, we have an Irish engineer who could be the key to solving hot flushes in women. The Mail says that they are the bane of most mature women of a certain age, the dreaded hot flushes, but an Irish engineer is behind the design of the latest aid to help you manage hot flushes. It's called the My Celsius Bracelet, and you wear it like a wristwatch. And it has been developed by Offaly man Angus O'Donovan. Now, the watch currently will cost you €269. And essentially what it does is it cools your wrist by 10 degrees Celsius in under 10 seconds. And this apparently will dramatically reduce the discomfort of hot flushes. And Mr. O'Donovan claims that the wrist has an 80% efficacy rate for women experiencing hot flushes because apparently the wrist is one of the most thermally sensitive parts of your body. So that's the one of the worst areas affected by hot flushes. And if you just give a flick of the wrist with this wristband, this bracelet, you could reduce the symptoms. So that's very exciting research being done. Read more about that in the Mail. The Irish Independent tells us that our euro notes are changing. The EU is redesigning its banknotes. Now, I can't tell you what is currently on our banknotes, nor can I tell you the last time I saw a banknote, because everyone seems to use card or their phone at the moment. But the ECB is changing the banknotes. And this month, a jury of designers and experts are going to pick 10 proposals and give their opinion on two competing visions for what will be on the new banknotes. The first vision is all about culture, and they would feature European figures. So, for example, the 10 euro note would have the picture of Beethoven on it, and on the 20 euro note, you'd have Marie Curie. The other alternative is that you have rivers and birds on the front of the banknotes. Not sure people would recognise those as much, but anyway, that's what the ECB is up to at the moment, even though a lot of people aren't ever using cash anymore. More health news in the Mail. People who go to bed at inconsistent times and sleep less than 8 hours a night are twice as likely to get a heart attack. So going to bed at a regular time is good for the ticker. Apparently it's all down to your circadian rhythm, and you shouldn't be disrupting your body's internal clock, so irregular sleepers are more susceptible to heart attacks or strokes. So that's cheerful news if you struggle to get 8 hours a night. And two final stories for you. One comes from The Eye, which is about what makes you happy at work, and it's your colleagues, apparently. Very important to have a good relationship with your colleagues, because for more than a third of people surveyed, that is what makes them feel happiest at work. 36% say it's their work colleagues that make them happy. Now, you also see people sharing their deepest, darkest secrets with their colleagues, which is kind of bizarre. But anyway, seeing the results of their work also makes them happy. In third place is being recognised for their work. Nothing to do with money here. You want a good colleague. You want to be recognised for your work and the role you play in your organisation. You also want to do purposeful, meaningful work. You also want to have flexible working, have variety, have work autonomy, and collaborate with others. And finally, in the happiest news of the day, I'm sure you're familiar with this parrot at Dublin Airport. We're not talking Troy parrot here, an actual parrot. In the Mirror, we're told the parrot found in Terminal 1 on Easter Sunday has been reunited with her owner. Lola was named Troy while she was in their care, but Lola is the actual name of the parrot, and she has been reconnected with her owner, George. The airport posted a picture of Lola heading home with her owner after saying goodbye to airport police, and apparently Lola enjoyed lots of bananas and apples while she was being cared for at Dublin Airport. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.